And we're back now on KID's Morning News. Joining us is Lieutenant Governor and gubernatorial hopeful Brad Little. Lieutenant Governor, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Morning, Neil.
Well, how's your campaign going? We're down just not just a couple of months away, less than a couple of months away from the election now. So give us a status update.
Well, we made a big circle over the eastern southern part of the state last weekend. I was actually there twice. I was at a economic forum in Blackfoot, and then made a circle and went to Preston and Montpelier and Pocatello and Blackfoot. So that's what takes place. Some of us are coming over this morning for Senator Hill's father's services this morning. It's that time of year. You're making trips back and forth.
Absolutely. And, I've noticed, and I won't mention any names, but you've got one campaign that's tying you with another campaign. And maybe comment on the escalation of the political advertising that's going on right now.
Oh, that will happen in a campaign. Our strategy is to, talk about the issues and if we have to, if we're forced to counterpunch, we will. But there's still 50-some days left, and people ask questions about it. Is that true? And
yeah,
there was one yesterday that was, it was a letter that was patently untrue, and it's still early enough to respond to those. But my positions are pretty, having served as lieutenant governor in the state senate, my positions are pretty abundant. There's nothing I'm ashamed of. So we're talking about the message, and I believe most people believe, as I do, that the most important thing we can do is create an atmosphere where our kids want to stay here, and that people have money left in their pocket, whether it's taxes, whether it's cost of health care. We've got all this growth going on in the state. Now we want to make it to where people have a sustainable increasing income.
Let's talk about one specific issue, since it is such a big issue right now. In the wake of the Parkland shooting back on February 14th, so about a month and a half ago, there's been a pretty sustained effort at pushing for some kind of gun control. And I've heard various different agenda desires and wishes. If you're governor, what do you do when it comes to the regulation of guns, or at least reducing the possibility for school shootings and gun violence? What is your role and your position on that?
Well, the state has been continuing to invest in hardening our schools, and we can harden them from a physical standpoint, locks and security and cameras, and then we can harden them in another manner, and that's make sure that we have enough mental health awareness.
Yeah.
That these kids that are having problems, that they're recognized early. One of the things that I've advocated for my entire career is particularly in the bigger areas, and Idaho Falls would be a classic, is that we not make schools too big. That if you're going to put in a new high school, the option ought to be there, and to break it up into smaller units, smaller pods.
Yeah,
there's good research on this. So if you were a ninth grade teacher and had a child in your class, and you saw him in the 10th grade, and that child had changed, you asked a question. And those bigger high schools, that's a problem. Those kids there's a chance that they will not be, that change will be seen. And I've always advocated for that, that there was research done 15 years ago about these big high schools, about some of these kids that fall through the cracks there.
Right.
From an education standpoint and also from a mental health standpoint.
But in terms of gun regulation or doing anything that tinkers with the Second Amendment, you would not go that route then?
That has proven to be, you go to the communities with some of the most gun control, and there's it hasn't been successful. And so that's why I don't, but there are things we absolutely need to do.
This was an issue a few weeks ago, and we just have a couple of minutes left. The issue of CBD oil is one that has Republicans somewhat divided, though there is strong support for it, but it was held up in committee on the Senate side. If you're the governor and you're talking with leadership, what do you encourage them to do, and would you sign a bill that legalizes CBD oil?
Well, next year, we're hoping by June of this year that there will be a pathway to quality controlled CBD oil. Mm-hmm. This year, the legislature expanded the scope of the trial. There's a segment of these kids where CBD oil for these epileptic seizures is critical, and it's been very successful. The issue is quality controlled, or is CBD oil used as a surrogate for broad medical marijuana for any kind of pain without quality control, and then on to recreational marijuana? That's a step way too far for me. But by June of this year, we should have it certified. I'd like to see it, in the supplement. But we've got to make sure that the supplement, the people I talk to in law enforcement, that it's quality controlled and that we know what it is. And then we got to get the cost down.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Brad Little joining us. Lieutenant Governor, once again, tell us your website if people want to find out more about your platform and message.
Brad Little for Idaho.com.
Okay. Brad Little for Idaho.com. Lieutenant Governor Little, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking with you again before the primary election.
Thanks, Neil.